When I was 12, a wormhole to my future self opened up. It happened while I was building a Lego model of Bigfoot, the iconic monster truck. With a fully functional transmission, snowplow, even a working winch, it was the most advanced model that I'd ever tried to put together. To me, it looked impossible. But I kept at it, hour after hour, bit by bit, building and rebuilding. Until, after several days, I pushed the final piece into place. I marveled at my finished truck, which I named Big Toe, and I remember feeling like I'd surprised myself that I'd been able to do it. I didn't know it at the time, but that was my first step on the path to becoming a designer, someone who thinks up and builds things for a living. For years, I was a product designer here in the Bay Area, and I got to build everything from sunglasses to anesthesia delivery devices. When you choose to become a designer, early on, many of the things that you're asked to do seem impossible. One of my first assignments was to construct a working bicycle made entirely out of paper. But over time, designers get more comfortable doing what can't be done, because they learn that if you just keep working and reworking a problem, you'll gradually find your way to its solution. The impossible becomes simply the eventual, and before you know it, you're riding a paper bike. In these uncertain times, I think more people could benefit from approaching daunting problems like a designer would. It's what I suggest to anyone struggling with seemingly hopeless odds. It's what I advise graduating students who are about to face the world's challenges. It's what I teach my 7-year-old daughter as I watch her working on her own impossible Lego model of the Porsche 911 GT3 RS and secretly hope that she'll also wind up surprising herself. Because just as a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, the road to the impossible is paved, one tiny plastic brick at a time. With a perspective, I'm Steve Vassallo.